Here's something which I don't understand. Wouldn't it be in the interest of the banks, which are holding these properties after they've been foreclosed on, to find those other buyers, the ones who are willing to pay more, so the banks don't take such a big hit when they sell off these properties far below what they had probably lent on them?
Bankers like to lend. Bankers like to oversee a portfolio. Bankers don't necessarily like to get into the trenches, and that's ultimately where brokers are able to make their money. It's because there's a lot of grind involved to be able to dig up these deals, and then once you can dig up a deal, then you have to try to bring the two parties together and pull it off. Bankers don't have that mentality. Their mentality is, let's lend the money out, let's nourish the relationship, and then let's ultimately make sure that we earn our money and we get our bonus. They don't want to hit the streets. They don't want to try to find these buyers. And I should tell you, many of the buyers who come out here, not all of them are legitimate, and some of them are trying to tie up properties, not for the expectation of actually purchasing it and contributing something to the community, but more so to do one of these types of flips. So bankers have really become skeptical and cynical about really, the most buyers who come in today. So oftentimes you're going to need that liaison. You're going to need that person who can come in and vouch for a buyer who might want to purchase a portion of a portfolio. Otherwise, the bank is simply not going to give you the attention.